Okay, we are live. It is 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. First thing is the Pledge of Allegiance, if you'll stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Middleton.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Twigo.
Here.
Robinson.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on December 28th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. That's Jenny, Tad, Jennifer, and Dan, and Leslie abstains. Next up is the 2023 Christmas Lighting Awards. I'll turn it over to Councilwoman Romano.
All right, well, we've had a very exciting year of judging Christmas lights. Every year, I feel like a couple of things happen. One, the city gets bigger, so it takes us longer to do it. And then the other thing is that we just see more and more great light displays. And we see it being sort of a contagious thing, I think, between neighbors. Like, one neighbor will do it, and then the next, and then pretty soon it's a whole cul-de-sac or something. So, very excited about that. Next year, we're already talking about some ideas for kind of a best of light show kind of thing. So, more about that, I guess, when we get closer to the light time. But for now, we have people here tonight to pick up their awards. So, this is kind of exciting. We're going to go through here.
Okay.
Yeah. I know that our overall winner is not with us tonight, but the overall winner was Keegan Kerala. So we'll be sending his prize to him. The Northeast District winner, and when you get called up here, just go ahead and stand up here because Terry's going to take a picture. So stay up here once you collect your prize. The Northeast District winner is Julie Miller. The Southwest District winner is Richard and Christy Elston. I don't see them here tonight, so we'll be sending theirs. Southeast District winner is Rick Crump. Donald and Andrea Picanew, and they are also not here tonight. So. All right, well, thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you for participating this year. We, as we always, as a family, enjoy going out and looking at all the decorations, and I appreciate you being a part of that. I really do believe it builds that community spirit. I know Jennifer's always, I think for the most part, I know you were in charge before that, but I think between the two of them, they love doing this thing, so it's that's really great. So if you want to stick around, you can. If not, we're not going to be offended if you want to go home, too, so that's perfectly good. So thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Next up is the election of council president. So with that, I will open the floor for nominations for the position of council president.
I nominate Tad.
I would like to nominate Dan Wiggold.
Second.
Okay. Okay. So I have two nominations. Did I have a second for Tad?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. I did have a second for Dan, correct? Okay. Okay, then all those in favor of Dan becoming council president, please show the usual sign. Okay, and you abstain? Okay, so that is Leslie, Jenny, Tad, and Jennifer in favor of that. So congratulations, Dan.
Thank you.
Next up is the swearing in of department heads. Rosie, I will let you lead that. So, department heads, if you will please stand, come in front of the department head table. Deputy Chief Anderson and Deputy Clerk Wary, if you will please join them.
I'll stay away from Sean, so I look forward.
Okay, are you ready?
Sure.
Yep. Could you repeat after me?
Raise your hand.
Do solemnly swear.
You solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I will faithfully discharge my duties.
That I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As
the Deputy Clerk Treasurer.
IT Director.
Community Development Director.
Park Superintendent.
Electric Superintendent. Street Superintendent.
Chief of Police.
Deputy Chief of Police.
Water Department Superintendent.
Fire Chief.
Police Water Superintendent.
Of the City of Columbia City. And will uphold the ordinances.
And will uphold the ordinances.
Of the City of Columbia City.
Of the City of Columbia City.
And the laws of the State of Indiana.
And the laws of the State of Indiana.
And of the United States of America.
And the United States of America.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I know Chris has already left and stuff, but I'm really pleased with our team. Had good work over the last many years now, and glad that all of them are staying on. So appreciate that. Next up are the appointments that the council has to make at the beginning of this year. As you can see, most of them are listed there. I don't think there's any more. I tried to list as many as I could on there. There's a couple that are more local, let's say, internal boards. For instance, the Trash Committee, Ordinance Review Committee, Wellness Committee, those things are really focused here as, you know, city organization-wise. And then you have things like the Redevelopment Commission, Plan Commission, Joint Advisory Board, Solid Waste Board. And I think those mainly are the ones that are kind of they're not just committees, they're actual bodies, if you will. So with that, you can see there's lots of different opportunities there. I know one of the things that we've talked about in the past has been Redevelopment Commission, so I'd like to maybe start there with the Redevelopment Commission. Two members need to be appointed. They do not have to be council members, although historically speaking, Tad has served in that role for just for 4 years?
Eight
years now, okay. So, or 8 years. So it's up to the council to make those appointments. The other individual is Scott Gates that has been appointed in the past. Again, it's completely up to the council to make the decision on who you want for those two positions. So I will open the floor for nominations for the Redevelopment Commission appointments.
I'll
I mean, I wouldn't mind continuing just because we have a lot of stuff going on that, and Scott, he's pretty well aware of what's going on.
Want to nominate Tad and Scott, or just
yes,
Tad?
Scott.
Okay. Dan nominates Tad and Scott to continue.
Second.
There's a second on there. Is there any other nominations? All those in favor of Tad and Scott continuing, show the usual sign. Okay. So Leslie, Jennifer, Jenny, and Dan approve, and Tad abstains. Okay. Thank you. Next up is the Plan Commission. So Plan Commission is, they need to be appointed or elected officials. Historically, we have had two council members and Chip as Community Development Director. Prior to Chip, it was Jeff Walker as kind of an appointed member. But the Plan Commission needs to be an appointed or elected official. So with that, I'll open the floor for, discussion and or nominations for the Columbia City Plan Commission.
I understand that you meet once a month. It's usually the first Mondays of the month, and the meeting starts at 7 o'clock. There's occasional training sessions that Nathan puts together, so that's kind of what it goes about. As far as Plan Commission, you get to sit in and see, hear zoning questions and
subdivisions, approval, yeah. Plat approvals.
So that's kind of what the job entails.
If you get appointed, yes. Yeah, yes.
I didn't know if I was up to you for that.
Well, yeah. So every time a new council comes or a new term starts, that's where you have to appoint your three people. So it is a 4-year term.
I wouldn't mind staying on. It's an interesting adventure. Getting into an extra chip. That's all you're fine. That's too bad.
Thanks, Dad.
Dad, there's inside and outside thoughts.
Did that come out?
Okay.
Pass the coin answers, please.
I would be interested.
Okay. Jennifer would be interested.
Do you want to?
Let's have anybody.
Does the three include Chip?
Yes. Well, that would be three. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Again, could be two, and historically it's been two plus community development director, but it could be three of you if you want it.
Could be much.
I think, I would nominate Chip for sure to stay on board with that because he's been very informative about what's going on through the process, whether it's any of anything or subdivisions, all that stuff. He's very knowledgeable with that, so I'd like to keep him.
So I have a nomination for Chip to retain his position. Do I have a second on that?
Second.
Okay. Motion second. All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Chip, congratulations. You
thank you.
Continue. Do I have any other nominations? Got two more spots to fill.
What? I'll nominate Dan and Jennifer.
I second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second for Dan and Jennifer to get those two other positions. Any other nominations? All those in favor, show the usual sign. Okay, Leslie, Jenny, and Tad approve, and Jennifer and Dan abstain. Congratulations. Next up is the Joint Advisory Board. The Joint Advisory Board is made up of county commissioner, a couple county council members, myself, and there's, I think, a handful of other people. Basically, we're the joint board that oversees the planning and building department because it is a joint planning and building department. We pay approximately a quarter of the expenses in the planning and building department's budget. And obviously, the more construction permits and other things that fees are coming in, that offsets our portion of that 25%. But we do have a position for the city council position to be filled. I think over the last 4 years, I think, has been Jenny. I'm open to whatever you guys want to do.
Nominate Jenny.
I nominate Leslie.
Oh, okay. You want to rescind?
I'll rescind.
Okay. I have a motion and a second for Leslie. Is there any other nominations? All those in favor of Leslie fulfilling the Joint Advisory Board, show the usual sign. Jenny and Tad and Jennifer and Dan approve, and Leslie abstains. Congratulations, Leslie. Next up is the Solid Waste Board, which again is another board that Jenny has served on historically. There is one, it's a position for one city council member. Solid Waste Board oversees the recycling program here in Whitley County. I also sit on that board as well. Last year, I would say, was a rough year. We had a change in leadership. We had multiple challenges last year, especially with change of company and some of those things. We have, Jenny, I don't want to steal any of your thunder if you have anything to say about it, but we are planning this year to potentially go out for bid for a new contractor that would start 2025, assuming that GFL wouldn't come in lower or would be competitive, all those kind of things. So long story short is, that's what Solid Waste Board does. We meet, what, once a month typically?
Usually.
It used to be once every other month. Now it's once a month. And it's on the, like, second Monday at 9 a.m. over at the County Government Center. So,
I can stay on it.
I nominate Jenny.
Okay, I have a motion to second. Jenny, are there any other nominations? All those in favor show by the usual sign. That's Leslie, Tad, Jennifer, and Dan approve, and Jenny abstains. let's see. Okay, so let's go to more localized boards and commissions. We have the Wellness Committee, which is a committee that Beth, our HR director, runs. That meets on the third Wednesday. Does that sound right? I'm looking at Sally. Yeah, third Wednesday of the month. We need one council member. That was Walt previously. It's kind of the Wellness and Insurance Committee, so it helps with our wellness program and kind of setting the limits and the guidelines for that. And also, when it comes to insurance time, working through some of the deductible and other things like that. So is there anything else, Sally, that I'm thinking that I should cover? It's pretty much what it does, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So one council member should be appointed to the Wellness Committee, so we'll open it up for questions, comments, or nominations.
So Walt was on this committee?
Walt was on this committee, yes.
I would be interested in it.
Well, if you were with insurance, and that's kind of what looks like it, isn't it? Would you be interested?
I wouldn't.
And then I would nominate Leslie.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion second. Any other nominations? Okay, all those in favor, show by the usual sign. Okay, Jenny and Tad and Jennifer and Dan approve, and Leslie abstains. Congratulations. next up is the Ordinance Review Committee. We need one chair and one member. Previously, the one chair was Jennifer, and the member, I believe, was Dan, if I remember correctly. So those two positions, I guess, are up, if you will. Jennifer has expressed an interest in not being on the Ordinance Review Committee anymore. I will open it up for interest, nominations, comments, questions. Anybody want to be on the Ordinance Review Committee?
Someone have
to. Hey, let's talk about this for a second. What is Ordinance Review Committee, Jennifer?
We review the ordinance.
Yeah. Okay. So there's obviously conversation
there's
pieces.
Like, there's like a proactive approach to it where you're digging through the ordinances and looking for what needs to be changed, and then your reactive approach, which is there's something going on that we need to review. And
who all said that?
So it was in the past Dan and I and.
Walt.
Terry.
I don't think Walt was.
Gary.
Walt,
and Sally.
And Sally.
Oh, so Walt was on there too?
Walt was on there.
You took Walt's position. Time. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And Sally.
And yeah, Marsha.
And Marsha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tom.
Oh, and Tom. Okay.
For Jay, I'll offer some great suggestions when we're looking at this, because everyone's just going to have to deal with this.
Right. Especially when you're talking about the ordinances, like, can they even be enforced? Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important to have both of them there.
I think from a broader perspective, going through the ordinances consistently is a positive thing to see. You know, again, I can remember many years ago that we were like, oh, there's a 1940-some ordinance on comic books, lewd comic books not being allowed to be sold in the city, or things like that, right? So it is good to have that as a proactive approach. One thing I didn't put on here, just realized, was parking committee, which is a whole other thing we'll get to in a moment. But a lot of those ordinances that, before they come to council, typically they try to go through ordinance review just to have one more double check, if you will. There are some ordinances that come directly to the council, and again, a lot of those are more procedural in motion, or they have to be specifically policies or procedures in that regard. So,
I was dealing with the proper wording with the accountant, with our city attorney, making sure everything was worded perfectly, mm-hmm. and looking at other town ordinances that we were looking, you know, and we relied a lot on Marcia.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just even investigating something and deciding there's really no way that we can do this. Or
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some of the hot topics in the past. Obviously, chickens are one of those.
ATVs.
But ATVs, UTVs have been a part of that. Did panhandling go through that, or was that before that?
Panhandling.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, I mean, a lot of the kind of meaty, we'll say, ordinances, food trucks, those have all...
Events downtown.
Yes, have all gone through ordinance review, so... Any interest by the council members?
I mean, I'm not opposed to being on that.
Okay.
I would do it
as well. I was being new to council. I think it would be good.
Okay.
Or unless you have
Okay.
It's ribbing stuff.
Okay. Sounds like an interest by Tad and Leslie. Is there a nomination of those two individuals?
I would nominate Tad.
Okay. Have a second?
Second.
Motion seconded for the discussion. Any other nominations? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is Debbie, Jennifer, and Dan approve. Leslie and Tad abstain. Congratulations, and I guess you guys can figure out who's going to be chair. Next up is trash committee. Trash committee meets once every couple of years, I think, and that's to review the trash contract, things like that. Obviously, when we renewed the trash contract later last year, trash committee met, I think, maybe twice or something like that to go through the actual contract and just, you know, and to talk about whether we should go out for bid or not. Obviously, if we do ever go out for bid on the trash contract, that would obviously go through trash committee and all those kind of things for the recommendation board for the contract fees. But again, we met twice last year, and that was probably two more times than we met the previous year. So so again, it's I would say if we meet once a year, then it's that would be out of the norm. So
I'm currently on it.
Okay.
I can stay on it.
Okay.
I'll nominate Jenny for the trash committee.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for Jenny. Any other nominations? All those in favor, show the usual sign. Leslie, Tad, Jennifer, and Dan approve. Okay. I also have parking committee, which I did not put on the list. The parking committee is made up of, I think, the two of you, correct? Two council members. I think Gary's on there. I don't know who else is. You're not on. Is Kelly on it? Kelly, are you on parking committee?
I'm on the trash committee.
You're on the show? That's right. So, I don't remember. Who else is on trash? Or on the parking committee? Is it just the three of you?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I have not been able to figure out
how to stretch your street a little further. Mm-hmm. But you know, when parking complaints do come up, it's good to have the, you know, two members of the council and the chief of police to talk through some of those things. Can remember when we worked through the West Van Buren Street process where we shifted the lane over and got rid of one of the sides of parking. I think that went through park committee, maybe even ordinance review committee in some way, shape, or form, maybe, but in any case.
We extended some parking, no parking yellow lines on Spencer Street. We're good.
So
there have been a few things that we've addressed.
So we have two people there. Dan says he's willing to stay on.
I'd stay on. I mean, that's okay.
Is there any other? Does someone want to make a motion or a nomination?
I'll
10 out of 10. Okay.
Second.
I have a motion, a second, nomination of Dan and Tad to continue on the parking committee. Any other nominations? And hearing none, all those in favor for the usual sign. Leslie, Jenny, and Jennifer vote in the affirmative, with Tad and Dan abstaining. Lastly, we do have a tree board appointment to be made. We have one, we have an individual who sadly passed away at the, I'm thinking maybe November of last year. Gloria Banker, who was a longtime tree board member, was a secretary, I think, for as long as I can remember. Her term ends on October 12th of this year. However, between now and October 12th of this year, or even going forward, we do need someone to be appointed by the council for tree board. So I have it on there just as a more of a, hey, just so you know, we need an appointment from the council. It does not have to be made tonight. I will tell you, I also have an appointment that I need to make to tree board, so they're actually down two members right now. The important thing to know about tree board is it's great if you love trees, but it's really important to kind of have the proactive spirit of how do we maintain our tree canopy? How do we, work together toward, a better, more, leafy community, let's say it that way. And obviously, if you know something about trees, that's also a benefit. If you know the difference between a maple and an oak, then that's probably a beneficial thing. So, with that being said, I don't know if you have any nominations for tonight, but I did want to. Yes.
I would be interested.
You would be interested. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think you can serve. I don't think there's any prohibition of a council member serving on the tree board, so that's perfectly fine with me. So, do I have a nomination of Jennifer to serve on the tree board?
I nominate Jennifer for tree board.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion. Second. Motion by Ted, second by Dan. Further nominations? Okay. All those in favor show the usual sign. Leslie, Jenny, Tad, and Dan approve. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Okay. Very good. Anybody else have a committee or a board or something we need to fill? Okay. Yes, but you guys have made appointments to the park board. Sorry. That's on me. Well, they're kind of like the board of works for the park. That's why it's that way. Anyways, yeah. Good question, though. Okay, up next is resolution number 2024-1. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution number 2024-1 by title only.
Resolution 2024-1. Common Council of Colonia City, a resolution approving and adopting a downtown revitalization plan for the city of Columbia City, Indiana.
You'll remember that Catherine Puckett was here to give the presentation. Leslie Reed, you were here for that, right? I thought so. Last night, it went through Plan Commission. Plan Commission gave the approval for the downtown plan to be incorporated as a part of the comprehensive plan, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was trying to look at the two. So, anyways, so with that being said, this is kind of the last step of that adoption of that downtown plan. I think obviously there's been a lot of work that's went into it, a lot of public input. I still think back to the picture of the kids building their own community at that first Friday event and just really cool stuff. We've had a lot of good comments and a good amount of participation in that. And so now's the time to adopt the plan. Any questions regarding the plan or questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve resolution number 2024-1?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I left that. That was a dangling participle, wasn't it? I have a motion by Tad.
Second.
A second by Leslie. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Next up is the Department Head Reports. Chip.
100 South is going, they're 33% done for the sewer line out there. Eagle Park is out for bid. We'll be opening bids the 22nd. I'm sorry, can you help me? When is Westgate bid being opened? Sorry about that. Westgate is out for bid. We'll just leave it that way.
I can tell you.
I can tell you the February or something? Because you have a pre-bid meeting coming up here.
I know, I just stumped myself by saying that.
Keep going, I'll see if I can.
Trail is getting ready to go out for bid, hopefully next month. So things are moving very quickly. A lot of projects hopefully getting accomplished this year.
123. I have on the list of bid plan holders that are coming in today, I just got a 550. It says closing date is 123 at 4:45 p.m. I'm assuming that means bids come in at 5.
Okay.
That's my guess.
So 22nd is 23rd. Eagle Park and 23rd is
yes.
Westgate.
That's my understanding.
Be a fun year.
You mean month. It'll be a fun month. Questions of Chip? Thank you. Terry?
We received our fiber so we can get our fiber network repaired out of Morse's Park where we've got some bad fiber out there. Hopefully when the weather cooperates with that, we'll get that done. And also when the guy's here to fix that, he's going to be able to terminate our fiber running into the park at office at Eagle Park and also at the water department so we can get their wells and sign up on the network. That's all I have.
Questions of Terry? Thank you. Sean?
So we are about 95% done with our project out on Morse's Road where we're burying the overhead primary. So when these snow that's not going to hit us this week comes, we should be in a lot better position out there for those customers. Obviously, we took down all the Christmas decorations. We're getting those put away for the year. Next year, we're thinking about doing some different things on Main Street, on our new poles up there. Maybe get some different pole hangers, but we'll work on that later. We did begin the tree board list for the year. So we see some trees coming down that are in poor shape, but Chip has decided need to come down, the tree expert. So other than that, I did want to say, I didn't say in the last meeting, but shout out to Gary for letting me sit down on the shift lead interview process for communications. We have a lot to do with that communications department, but we don't have much interaction face-to-face, so it was nice to see them. I just want to thank you for giving me that opportunity.
Thanks for doing it.
Great. Thanks, Sean. Questions, Sean? Thank you. Matt?
Finished up painting the pavilion. Sprucing it up a little bit for this year. We took the old ticket booth and we're going to put it down by the splash pad so that the guys have more room to put chemical barrels in and also so it won't blow over as easy. We've had that building blow over several times. The lady started selling father-daughter tickets on the 3rd and as of Friday they had sold 295. And we are well up and over the 300 mark. We might be closer to 400 right now. And then I took Tom around to different parks to kind of get an idea of what we want to do as a maintenance team for them to do as a maintenance team to spruce up some of the other parks and kind of get a list of projects. So,
question, Matt? Thank you, Kelly.
Myself and four other guys were in early this morning taking care of the snow. That changed to rain and got really sloppy today. We're hoping to get some bugs worked out of our equipment that we had pop up on a little bit of stuff that we were working on today. In preparation for Friday, keeping an eye on that storm and see what happens there with that.
Questions with Kelly? Thank you. Gary?
Patrolling for Presence was a huge success. Officer Nick Thomas did a great job organizing that, so I give a big shout out to him. We're doing a joint a county-wide joint training out at the high school Sunday. We did one in Cherubusco a couple weeks ago, and then we're going to do Whitco the following Sunday. So lots of guys doing training together, figuring some things out. Officer Brannicki, I didn't mention this in the last meeting either, so Officer Brannicki got drone decals on his vehicle, which brings up a we want to do a demo for the council. We can put it up on TV and he can go out and show you kind of how it works. It's very interesting. It's a great program, that great tool for us. It's worked several times, so glad to have that. Dispatch, several dispatchers are signing up for training in-house and off-site, so lots of people going to training there, and other than that, just doing day-to-day.
Questions for Gary? Thank you, Mike.
We've been waiting on some alerts for our meters to come in to have, so we're going to start replacing some meters. I know Kelly's worried about the storm. I'm hoping for snow to cover the meter pits and things, because it gets down to the teens, like our single digits aren't even minus single digits. I don't want meters freezing and water service lines freezing, so the snow on the ground is a good thing for us.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Mike.
We're at a Board of Works meeting. We gave approval for our bathroom remodel. If you remember during the retreat, I know Leslie doesn't, she wasn't at retreat, but just a quick rundown. We've had the same bathroom since I started 32 years ago. So we're upgrading those too, because we have a lot more staff now than we had then. So we're just doing an upgrade on them. And thanks to the Board of Works for approving that. With Wake Contracting out of New Haven, Indiana, was the winner of the bid on that. I made a trip to, before the holidays, to Merrill Brothers in Kokomo, and sat down, had a meeting with them, and discussed sludge hauling for this year, and then kind of finalized it last week as far as what it's going to cost per gallon and the logistics of it. The molybdenum level that we had has to be at 75 milligrams per liter, and it came in at 75.5, and they're not allowed to take it because I had reviewed their records several times a year, and that would put them in trouble. I won't go into the pull the big, it doesn't mean that you can't put it on the ground if it's at above 75. It's just a simple way to put it. So we have transported to they have a facility in Indianapolis. So I've been working on with them on that, come up with a decent deal, I believe. And we're supposed to start this week, but the way the weather looks, we're probably not going to start on my project this week anyway. If you remember, I talked about our secondary that had the accident. The parts that were ordered, they were manufactured, sent to us. The guys are putting a coating on them, and it went and purchased all the hardware to put that back together. If you also remember, I talked about pumps that I ordered back in November of 22. I still haven't received those. I met with Marcia, drafted up a letter, sent it to our representative, and which was forwarded on to the pump manufacturer. And I've not heard any movement on that since then, and they have until this Friday the 12th to deliver those pumps to us. If they don't, then that order is canceled. And just waiting on the horse main project to start. I should start off sometime this month or next month. So, if you have questions, that's all I've got.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Tom.
Right now, we're currently in the middle of a hiring process. We took the applications. Last Saturday was the written portion of the hiring process. Of the 16 applications we received, 13 showed up to take the test. Should have those results back sometime into the week, so we can get people notified whether they passed or failed to move on to the agility test that will be the 27th. So just kind of an update on that. Again, the cold's coming next week. We do see typically an uptick in activity for us. People's furnaces have to run harder longer, and they start bringing in space heaters. So parts of their houses freeze up, causes a bit of an issue. So just a PSA as well, be careful with your space heaters and things like that. Take a little bit of extra time. The state owns an AirPAC confidence course. It takes about 2 years. You sign up to to get this thing brought to you. It takes about 2 years to get it because there's such a demand for it. We got an allotted time. Unfortunately, that allotted time is next week. So it's going to be a little bit of a brutal scenario for us to go and do that training. Been working with Matt. Matt came up with a brilliant idea. We're going to go look at tomorrow, see if we can't get it indoors, kind of take it easier on our guys. Because with an uptick in activity, last thing you want to do is take your guys out and beat them to death in a training and then get something for real. So hopefully this works out. And thanks, Matt, for taking charge of that for me. The candy giveaway Christmas Eve went very well. Gave away about 578 bags of candy, I think was the total. That went very well, and I appreciate the council approval, or the board works, I'm sorry. We've got approval to do the drive-through again this year. Went really well. Hopefully we can continue doing that. In years past, pre-COVID, we did it indoors. I think doing it as a drive-through really makes the people feel more comfortable, number one, especially with all the gunk that travels around amongst humans. So we've been trying to make that a thing, and I think people really appreciate that. So it was more formal when we did it indoors because everybody wore their Class A, but I think this is changing times. All of our equipment is functioning, so I don't have to report on any broken equipment. So that's it.
Question of the time. Thank you. Carmen, want to introduce yourself? Talk about the Youth Council.
Yeah, so my name is Carmen Brown. I'm the president of the Youth Council. We meet once a month during school. It's a group made of sophomores through seniors. I'm a senior this year, so it's my third year. And it's a three-year program, so we of the 3 years, we have a state year, a county year, and a city year. And each year, we learn about one of those three things. So this year we're on state, and we're actually going to State House for our next meeting in February. At our last meeting, we usually do a service project, and then we learn about whatever it is for that year. So last meeting, we went to the Montessori at Mary River, and we did Christmas activities with the kindergarten and preschool classes. And then we learned a bit about different elected positions or appointed positions at the state level, and kind of who they were and what their jobs were. And then we talked about planning our youth council forum that's with youth councils across Northeast Indiana that we were chosen to host this year.
Questions or comments? Thank you. Rosie.
Just working on year-end stuff. It's now trying to get everything, all our books closed, and they were all ready to go next week.
This is a hectic time of the year for you guys. Not that every day is hectic. But a couple things for your information. Obviously, we have multiple projects, as Chip mentioned, that we're working on right now, whether it's Westgate or Eagle Park or the trail or the test kitchen, things like that. So there's a lot of things that are happening. But I know that some of you are attending the newly elected officials boot camp next week. Reminder, Monday we are closed for Martin Luther King Day, so City Hall will not be open on Monday the 15th for that purpose. We are having, I think, Chip, correct me if I'm wrong, we're having a public outreach meeting about the trail that
yes,
day?
Yes, January 15th, 6 mm-hmm. o'clock here.
Yep, so while City Hall is closed, we're going to have a public outreach meeting here regarding the trail project. It's kind of another check mark along the way, if you will. That is at 6. 6 o'clock, right?
Correct.
6 o'clock in here, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me.
Yep, no problem. And then, just looking here at the calendar. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a good start. Bowen Center is getting ready to open. I think they have their official grand opening on Monday the 22nd. So I will be saying a few words at that. Besides that, I don't think I have a whole lot else to tell you, except that, you know, I'm happy to get the year started and looking forward to a really successful year. So, Dan?
I have nothing.
Jennifer?
All right. The Arts Commission met last week, and we would like to come in on the first meeting in February.
Rosie? First meeting in February.
To give a presentation about what the Arts Commission did basically in the first year.
Oh, that's report. Okay. That's fine. We're clear on that note. Okay. Yeah.
And I think Becky Walter and April Frazier will be the presenters for that. Just kind of giving an overview. I don't know, maybe if we can work with Terry to be able to show at least a little bit of the video that was just finished showing the big studio tour project.
Oh, okay.
This year.
If you are able to put it into the Dropbox, I should be able to beam it up there.
Okay.
So that should be, I think we can make that work, yes.
Also be really fantastic if the city's interested in hosting that possibly on your website.
Oh, okay.
It's
We have an Arts Commission page or something like that, don't we, on the website? Or I thought under like boards and commissions, there's like a segment or something. So we may be able to put a something there.
Okay.
So maybe even on our YouTube page or something.
It's a pretty long video, and I know we don't have time in here to probably watch the whole thing.
Gotcha.
It's really well done and really reflects well on what the Art Commission is about and about the arts that are active in our community. So very excited about that.
Excellent.
Looking forward to Neo and formally welcoming Leslie to the committee.
Very good. Thank you. Tad.
Redevelopment met today. The LML building project that has been, we talked about today, has been ongoing for 10 years now. Looks like it is finally, we're just waiting on the test results they took recently. So hopefully that will be, those will come back and we can start marketing that property.
Huge redevelopment opportunity for our, for the south side of our community.
Yeah. And on that note, south side of the community, I know Chip's been working on this with tree board and mayor and multiple things about planting some trees along the road coming in from the south side of town.
State Road 9.
Mm-hmm. To kind of make that area look a little better. You know, it's hard to fall out of a hole, but make it look nicer and more presentable.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Thank you.
Nanny. I have nothing.
Okay. Leslie.
So I just would like to have some discussion, not today, but at some point, about us setting rules for the public, watching other government entities, and they have rules setting the 3-minute timeline for individuals to speak, and then but they have an official sign-in so we know who all was in attendance to the meetings. I think that's important. We haven't had an issue with it in the past, but if it ever does come up, you know, we limit those individuals to 3 minutes at a time. I know that a lot of other cities do that as well. So that's one of the things that I would like for us to really put some consideration into.
Leslie, I'll be happy to help you with that. I've actually done some research on it on the listserv and had some information. So.
Cool. Yeah, I think it would be really positive, just purely for the sake of having the expectation out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's many times where we kind of have an expectation of how things should run, but if there's not a formal kind of this is what the council expects. Keep in mind, this is your meeting, right? Like here's the important part that is hard for the public to understand. But ultimately, the public has no right to speak at these meetings, unless it's a public hearing, right? But historically, this council has given the public the opportunity to speak. And so I think having that kind of precedent of, you know, we'll give individuals 3 minutes, but we need to make sure we know who they are, you know, where they're at, you know, what their address is, things like that. And I think that's really important because we have had recently an individual who would not tell us who they are until after they spoke, right? And that's a little bit of a problem. We need to know who's speaking. That it's not somebody from, you know, New York or Michigan or somewhere else, that they are a constituent or they are somebody that has a vested interest in our community in some way, shape, or form. So I think having a basic set of guidelines, I think, is a positive thing. And you're right.
Really important thing, though, that we be consistent.
Yes, absolutely. And again, to that point, just real quick, is to Leslie's point, I think, is that this is This is something that many different governmental entities have in place. It's never been an issue for us. It's not really an issue for us right now, but it could be. You know, we've seen enough videos where meetings go sideways when people get angry about stuff, and so having some decorum, I think, is a really important thing. Allowing people to give their opinions, but at the same time having some guidelines on how that should be. Procedure. I think the council procedures is, I think that's the appropriate thing. So, if the two of you would be willing to work together to kind of draft up something, we can have a conversation at the next meeting about that. I do think, just so you're aware, I think we actually have a fairly full agenda at the next meeting.
Yeah.
We have both the Pell, US 30 Pell study is going to come in and do a little presentation. Mission 25 is going to come in and do a presentation regarding opioid funds and will request from you something about that. And then then we have the swearing in as well. So, but in any case, I will definitely have time if in 2 weeks, then we can push it back. Great. One other thing I'd like to just make sure you're okay with it is, I've reached out to Mary Raber Elementary. I would like to potentially have elementary school kids come in and lead the Pledge of Allegiance going into the future. I didn't get around quick enough to get it done for today, but if you are all acceptable to that, and it doesn't just have to be Mary Raber, it can be all the elementary schools, it just, since they're the ones that are closest to me, that's why I reached out to. But if you're open to that idea, I think it would be great to have students featured, if you will, to lead us in that Pledge of Allegiance. So, if you're acceptable to that. Any other changes for this year since we're on it? Okay, we have nobody from the media. Anybody from the audience? Sally? Did I do the resolution in slow enough fashion that everything's good to go when you hear the recording? Okay. With that, we'll call the meeting.